The Trusted Traveler Real ID Relief Act of 2020 allows travelers without the Real ID to use their TSA PreCheck credentials instead. About 85% of Arizonans do not have the ID required to fly by October 1st, according to the Arizona Department of Transportation. Arizona Republican Congresswoman Debbie Lesko says this will provide an alternative to travelers during the transition.
Millions of Americans haven't gotten their real ID yet, and the deadline's fast approaching. So I think it's a little unrealistic to think everybody's going to get it between now and then, and so we need a backup plan.
If the bill passes, airports will accept pre-check credentials through April of 2022. Emma Vanda 90, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Now that it is the year 2020, there's a deadline on the horizon that all of a sudden seems a lot closer. The deadline to get your real ID. It's October of 2020. This goes back to the long time debate over just what kind of ID you would need to get through TSA at the airport or into federal buildings. You need one that complies with federal regulations, and that means for a lot of Arizonans, you need to go back to the MVD. Earlier this week, Congresswoman Debbie Lesko co-sponsored a bill in the House of Representatives that would give travelers an alternative and some relief to the Real ID, but it is yet to be seen if such a bill will pass. So as this deadline ticks closer, just how many Arizonans are making this happen? For more on that, I sat down with ADOT's Doug Nick.
So right now, we're just at about 790,000, give or take, because as we speak, somebody's probably getting one, so that's a dynamic number. But so we're pushing 800,000, which is certainly encouraging, but nowhere really where we need to be, because if you look at the number of driver licenses that are out there, it's about 5.4 million roughly.
Oh,
yeah. And then and then you add in the IDs, the non-operator IDs for folks who don't drive. That's roughly a little over a million. Now, we need to qualify this a little bit because not everybody necessarily is going to want or need a travel ID if you run across somebody who says, well, I've got a passport card, or I've got global entry, or maybe a military ID or something like that, tribal ID, a photo ID. They're okay. That's acceptable to get through the TSA checkpoint. And I hear that a lot. Oh, I'll carry my passport. All you have to do, though, is remember, if you're going to need your passport to fly to Pittsburgh or Dallas.
Very different than now, yeah.
Very different than now. So we have a ways to go, but a good encouraging number is about between 60 and 65% of the licenses that we're issuing now at MVD are the travel ID. But of course, the challenge for us is that most Arizonans, if you look at your license, it's good till you're 65 years old per state law. So we don't get a lot of repeat business at MVD. You know, we have other states where you come in every, what, 3, 4, 5 years, whatever it is. We don't have that here until you turn 65, and then it's every 5 years.
And we love that long expiration date here, but a little bit difficult in this current situation.
Exactly.
Remind people what this is for. This is for, like you say, traveling, even domestically, but it's for other things as well.
Correct. So this is called the Arizona Travel ID, some people might know it as the Real ID. It's Real ID compliant. And yes, the biggest use for it is on October 1st of this year, so just a few months from now, really, when you try to get through TSA checkpoints at the airport, no matter what airport you're at, as long as it's scheduled passenger service, Tucson, Phoenix, wherever, Gateway, you'll need a federally compliant ID. But it's also true if you're going to a federal building. So if you have business down at the courthouse in downtown Phoenix or in Tucson or wherever you might be, a federal building, you're also going to need some sort of federally compliant ID. So our biggest concern, frankly, is the airport, just because that's the number one impact to customers. And as MVD, we don't want to see a bunch of people lined up in September trying to get this, and we have a crush of people.
So remind us also how we kind of got here. How did we get to a situation where most of our driver's licenses are not going to let us fly anymore?
This is a long time coming.
Yeah.
This is actually something that came out of a recommendation from the 9/11 Commission. So we're going back. I mean, 9/11 was obviously almost 20 years ago. Hmm. The law was passed, the federal law, the Real ID Act, was passed in 2005. So the implementation date has taken 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a long time. And the idea, the recommendation from the commission was that driver licenses need to have a more identification background, documentation, if you will, behind them, so that people can be assured that whoever has that driver license or ID really is who he or she says they are.
Right.
So that was kind of the thing. And then the law was passed, and it requires that you bring in all this documentation, ID, Social Security number, proof of residency, and so forth to our offices or an authorized third-party office that does licenses. And we have to review all that documentation. It's very prescriptive. And some people kind of push back on that a little bit because it is so prescriptive that it's very the possibility exists if you don't have everything set and good to go, you may have to come back because right. you missed something or whatever. So what we recommend, honestly, is that you go to aztravelid.com. That's aztravelid.com to start the documentation process. It'll walk you through what you need. And then you can make an appointment to come into MVD through Service Arizona
yeah.
and come in on your schedule.
Okay. And walk us through a little bit about what you do need. This is a lot of forms of identification and that appointment at,
right.
At an MVD or a third party.
So you can't make an appointment at a third party. You can make it an MVD, but some third parties do. If they do a driver license transaction, they can do this.
Hmm.
But there are three boxes, if you will, three document boxes or categories. First thing is you need proof of identification, and your current driver license doesn't work that way. The federal law doesn't allow for that. So you need to bring in either an original birth certificate. Hmm. It has to be original. And this is Arizona. People are from a lot of other states here, but that is the law. So need an original birth certificate. If you don't have that, a valid passport would also work. There are some other categories as well. If you're a legal resident, you could have that, a proof of citizenship, that kind of thing. But the two most common are going to be your birth certificate or a valid passport.
Mm-hmm.
So you need that proof of ID. You need your Social Security card, or mm-hmm. we need to see your Social Security number, all 9 digits. So that's going to be the card usually, or maybe a tax form like your W-2 form. And then the third thing is we need to see two pieces of documentation proving you're an Arizona resident.
Mm.
And this needs to have your name and your physical address. P.O. boxes are not going to work. So this is a concern in some of the rural parts of Arizona where a lot of people use P.O. boxes. That's not acceptable. So it needs to be something like a utility bill, maybe a satellite television bill, a rental bill, anything like that.
Yeah.
Honestly, even junk mail, as long as it has, right, the latest credit card.
Sure, yeah.
Or whatever. As long as it has your name and your physical address. And this does get a little complicated because a lot of families, maybe one person does the bills and has all those things in his or her name.
Mm-hmm.
You need to figure out in your own family how to do that. Maybe one spouse gets a couple magazines or whatever. You know, and that's the one area where we can be a little more lenient in
sure.
what we choose. And if you come to MVD, there's actually an affidavit you can sign to fill out to fulfill one of those documentation requirements for residency.
ADOT's Doug Nick, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.